What's going on?
Welcome to Movie Land.
Oh, wouldn't you do better with a camera?
I'm making a study of some technical stuff. Very complicated, Dad.
Your dad works on some very complicated stuff sometimes.
It looks to me like you're working out a whole movie about Charlie Shelley Pease.
A whole movie? Dad, this is for college.
Oh, well, what are you studying, movies or garden vegetables?
Movies. It's a new class I started today, Cinema One.
Uh-huh. What's her name, Rob?
Her name?
Yeah, the girl who got you interested in studying movies about shelling peas.
Gina.
You think the two of you might eventually wind up in Hollywood?
Hollywood? Where they make all that commercial junk?
I see. This class is devoted to the more artistic efforts, far above the taste of the masses.
You know, Gina told me that my family wouldn't understand. One of these days, you guys will all realize that what we're doing in this class has validity, honesty.
So now it's art movies.
No. Miss Gina must be a very pretty girl.
Thank you, Davidson. Let's see, your film was called, What We Anticipate Seldom Occurs.
Oh, yes, of course.
Well, as you know, I'm reserving my comments until I've seen all the class films. Any other comments? Douglas?
Well, I thought it had validity, of course, but, it didn't seem to me like anything happened of a probing nature.
Well, of course nothing happened. That's the whole point of my film. Unrealized potential.
It speaks with muted eloquence of our common frustrations.
I tried to reduce contemporary life to a single symbol.
Well, I mean, that's what I liked about it.
All right, Miss, I believe your film is next.
Yes, sir.
I don't see anything. I mean, isn't that great?
Mr. Bartlett, we don't seem to be getting a picture.
A picture? My entry is 4 minutes of blank film. I'm asking the audience to project its own images.
Of course.
For our cinema class, don't you, Robert?
Well, it sure gives you a lot to think about.
Robbie, I feel such a strong bond with you because we're united in our search for the same thing, reality.
I guess so.
When are you going to strike your blow for honest filmmaking?
Well, I had an idea of making a picture about my family.
Of course. Turn the honest, unflinching eye of your camera on family life. Show it for what it is.
Yeah, I thought so, too.
See the daily denial of reality, of beauty. Expose the home for what it is. An incubator for conformity and hypocrisy.
Yeah, well, Gina...
You had an inspiration, and now I have one. I'll be your contrast.
My contrast?
An alternate scenes of drab, meaningless family routine with breathtaking images that celebrate freedom, honesty, the unconventional, personified by me.
Why, I think it'd be great. We'll strike our blow together.
Well, I'm home. Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Steve. What you got?
Well, I got a little present from Mr. Pritchard, the chairman of the board. Just to show his appreciation.
It's about time. All those extra hours you put in. What, fish?
Yeah. Labistes reticulatus.
They look more like guppies to me.
Well, that's what they are, Charlie. Kite-tailed guppies. Mr. Pritchard's a fish fancier, and he says they're quite rare.
Two more mouths to feed.
Well, they shouldn't be too much trouble, Charlie. And they are from the chairman of the board.
At least fish is quiet.
Well, why do we call him Pat and Mike?
Oh, I know a couple of jokes about Pat and Mike.
Who doesn't, Charlie?
Hi, Dad.
Hi, Ron.
How was the workaday world today?
Well, not too bad. I got a little bonus.
Fish!
Libistes reticulatus.
Well, they look more like guppies to me.
Oh, that's what they are.
Hey, I wonder.
They make stars of collies and monkeys and even lions. Why not fish?
Life in a fishbowl. Symptomatic of the meaningless swim, round and round and round.
Yeah, it's possible.
I could cut from the fish to the family, back and forth.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, fellas.
Hey, Dad, Rob, tell you, we're all going to be in the movie.
Yes, I just found that out.
I always said I was the Marlon Brando type.
Hey, Ernie, look.
Yeah, they're Leviscus ridiculous.
Hey, guppies.
That's what I said.
I'll use you all in my film.
You ever hear my Italian accent? Mamma mia. What's the matter? You know, bring the spaghetti.
Can I wear a beard?
Rob, I realize this is an expose of family life, but what is the story?
Story? Dad, I'm going to try to capture reality.
Oh.
Actually, Gina Rose Lauterbach is going to be the star of the picture.
Oh, I gathered that.
Well, then what are we?
Like it says in the ads, starring Gina Rose Lauterbach. And a cast of thousands. Us.
Gina Rose Lauterbach is a kind of long name for a movie star.
Yeah. Robbie, just where does the family fit in?
Well, Dad, Gina Rose is going to represent one kind of life. Everything that's imaginative, honest, and real.
Where does that leave us?
You guys just be yourselves. You know, the typical family. Prisoners of conformity. Mechanically going through your drab, meaningless routines. Ignoring what's true, important, and human.
Sounds to me like we're the bad guys.
I don't know what he's talking about.
Neither does he.
In my film, I'm going to show the truth. The truth that most people are afraid of.
I'm going back to the drab and meaningless routine of fixing your dinner. And you two prisoners of conformity can set the table.
Dad. See, Dad, I know it isn't easy for the family to accept the raw, naked truth, but, I think it's better to face things as they really are, don't you?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I'm for that. All the way.
I saw a neat movie once about a family like us. They were all cattle rustlers.
Well, at least they got them outdoors.
I know how you feel about it, but I think we should cooperate with Robbie.
Cooperate? I thought you were going to quarantine him. After all them rotten things he said about us.
Well, he's going to dig out the truth about us. Maybe he'll dig out a little truth about himself along the way.
You ready?
Ready.
Okay.
To My 3 Cents in TV Land.
You ready?
Ready.
Okay. Action! Beautiful. Beautiful. That's it. Now, Gina, slowly, slowly come toward me. That's it. Now, the balloons, you feel like floating. They're carrying you upward. Freedom, freedom is calling off. A little smile, maybe even a laugh. You feel like laughing. That's it. In the weightlessness, the luscious wondrousment of space. Beckoning now. You're going up into the sky, the clouds, the balloons are carrying you up higher. That's it, Gina, higher. Higher, Gina.
Robbie. Did you get the shot?
Oh.
Yeah, but I think I broke something.
Oh. No, the camera's fine. It should be a wonderful effect. The camera sees me and goes wild. Life in the raw.
Hey, Robbie, I got an idea. Let her take your picture. I think you're more raw than she is.
Don't pay any attention to him, Robbie. Every artist has to contend with the masses. Let's do the whole shot over again. Fall off the ladder and all.
Oh, hi, Rob.
Dad. Oh, Dad, why did you say hi, Rob?
Well, that's usually what I say when I see you when I come home, isn't it?
Yeah, but I was shooting you for my film. You weren't supposed to know I was here.
Oh, I'm sorry. Do you want me to go back to the car and try it again?
No, that's okay. I guess I'll just get the stuff with Gina first.
Oh, the real imaginative, honest part.
Yeah. Then I'll try to shoot the family stuff without you guys knowing it.
Well, that should be interesting. Just try not to shoot anything too candid, will you, Rob? After all, we are going to be exposed to the world.
Okay. Are you ready?
Ready.
Action! Gina, maybe you ought to walk more naturally.
I am walking naturally.
Oh. Now you're moving toward the birdcage now. That's it. You look at the bird and you're sad. Gina, sad, not miserable. Now, you open the cage door. That's it. And the bird flies away. The bird flies away.
Shoo.
Maybe if you wave at it a little.
Hi. You stupid bird. Do you want to be free? Everybody wants to be free. Robbie, I just cannot perform and do justice to my art with this dumb bird.
Well, how are Pat and Mike doing?
I don't think it's Pat and Mike.
I think it's Pat and Michelle. Look at that.
Holy smoke.
The way things are going, kite-tailed guppies are going to be a lot less rare.
Mr. Pritchard didn't tell me this had happened.
Now look at all the mouths we got to feed.
Ernie, do you think maybe some of your friends might like to have a few of these formerly rare kite-tail guppies?
Sure, Dad. How many can I give away?
Well, why don't we keep two?
Now you're talking.
Charlie, why are you walking backwards?
Force of habit. Best side to the camera, you know.
Gina, I don't know whether this is such a good idea.
Robert, we both agreed that this would be the perfect climax for the film.
Yeah, okay.
Now, are you ready, Gina?
Wait, where's the sign we made?
Oh.
That makes it officially forbidden and all the more liberating.
Now, I'll start on the sign. When I say action, you get into the pool. Okay. Ready?
Ready.
Action.
Free. Free. I'm free.
Yeah, free.
Here we will dissolve the chains of conformity.
Hey, can't you read?
Don't pay any attention to the sign, officer.
Yeah? It's my job to take care of wise guys that don't pay attention to signs.
Officer, we put that sign there ourselves.
Oh, did you now? Well, that's a new story.
Well, it's not a story, officer. It's the truth. You see, we're making a movie here.
Now get out of that pool, young lady.
I will not.
Gina, I think you better do as the officer said.
Oh, it's in here. Wait, Gina. I'll get it for you. Oh, officer, could you please hold this, please?
Don't worry. It's right here. I'll get it.
Here. Just... Oh! Ah!
What's all this?
Guppies.
Well, I can see that, but I thought you were going to keep two and give all the rest away to your friends.
Well, I did. I gave them two each. But you know what happened. All their moms said they could only keep the two. They had to bring home all the new ones.
Why couldn't Mr. Pritchard have given me an ice pen or a watch or something?
Yeah. Oh, hi, Dad.
Hi, Rob. How's the cold?
That's better.
Oh! Ooh, still stiff from falling off the ladder.
Yeah. Well, I guess a movie director isn't a very good insurance risk.
Well, your search for the truth has been strenuous.
Oh. Say, Dad, are you real busy?
No, I was just sitting here contemplating the population explosion.
Well, I'd like to ask your advice about my picture.
Oh, well, Rob, I really don't know much about movies, particularly college movies.
Well, Dad, the picture's all finished.
Well, good. Did it turn out all right?
No, not exactly. That's what I wanted to talk to you about.
Oh. Well, look, if the pictures of the family aren't any good, don't use them. We won't mind. We were just trying to help out.
Well, it isn't that, Dad. It's Gina. All the stuff I shot with her turned out pretty bad. In fact, she's pretty bad.
Oh, I see.
Professor Bartlett was helping me put the film together, and he kept laughing.
There's nothing wrong with a good comedy.
But, Daddy was laughing in all the wrong places. He said the stuff about the family was just fine.
Our dull and meaningless routines?
It didn't turn out that way. The family pictures turned out real and honest. The stuff with Gina is dull and phony.
Well, I guess it's pretty hard to tell anything about a picture. You got to put it together and actually see it. Huh?
Yeah. Well, anyway, Dad, what am I going to do about Gina? How's she going to feel if I cut her out of the picture?
Well, from what you tell me, Rob, her favorite word is honest.
She practically owns it.
Well, under the circumstances, why don't you try being honest with her?
So, I wasn't worried because I know that what comes first with you is the picture, and, well, you'd be the first person to say, if it'll make it a better picture, then cut me out. Right, Gina?
Poor Robert. You've gone commercial.
Commercial?
It's a pity. But you'll do all right. Those who sell out always do.
You know what? I was hoping that if I honestly told you...
I'm afraid honesty means two different things to you and me, Robert.
Yeah. I guess it does.
You go your way and I'll go mine. As a matter of fact, I already promised Strother Weems I'd help him with his film.
Oh. Well, I wouldn't go back to the park.
As a matter of fact, Strother has a really revolutionary concept. We're shooting the entire film upside down.
This afternoon for the class.
Oh?
There's gonna be fighting and killing, like in the real movies. All we did is what we do anyway.
It ain't a fighting and killing kind of film, Ernie. Robbie just wanted to show his pals at college what a low-down family he has to live with.
What do they think of it, Rob?
They voted it best in the class.
Oh, great.
Only one vote against.
Gina?
I don't care what those goofy guys think. I don't think our family's so bad.
Well, neither did they.
Gina said I didn't belong in the cinema class, but Professor Bartlett said I did.
He said that I'd made a film with something I really believed in. You know, Dad, I was kind of a knothead, but I hope this film told you how I really feel.
I think it did, Ram.
Next time I'm going to comb my hair different.
And I'm going to wear a beard.
The way you make me switch to talkies, and you hear my Mexican accent.
What? The whole family was in the picture except the Guppies.
Hey, I've been so busy with my movie, what happened to the Guppies?
Oh, I took them all down to the city aquarium. All of them except Pat and Michelle.
But, Dad, by next week you'll have a whole mob again.
No, I don't think so, Rob. No, I don't think we'll have any more little Labistes reticulatuses. Or reticulatus eyes. They're a little fish.
Up next in TV Land, Harvey Korman guest stars on The Munsters. Stay tuned.